We're back here on MD Pods, where we talk everything streetcar named Desire. On today's episode, we're talking Blanche. Okay, we're back in MD Pods, and we have a special guest. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Joe Lafonia, and thank you, Marcos, for inviting me to this podcast. It's such a pleasure.
So let's get right into it. First thing we need to talk about is Blanche's description.
Yeah, talk me through that. Like, what is Blanche like in the play?
First word I throw in there is mysterious.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
Blanche had a lot of layers to her. She was like a deep one. D.C. Williams did a great job writing her. I liked how we didn't get to know her at first. Like, we just saw the first layer. I saw pretentious,
right.
Like rich, like snotty.
Yeah. The fact that she, like, Tennessee Williams wrote literally like her background later on the story, and it creates a lot of tense near the end. It's just a great,
yeah.
It's
like Blanche had like
so many secrets.
Yeah, and like we got to know more about her. It's just like she's dirtier than we thought. She's like,
right.
She's like more like, she's less. She's really smart, but like her brain isn't there.
Right.
Like that's what we realized later on.
That's a problem.
Yeah. And then, other word I put throw in there is broken. Like, she was, like, not right.
Yeah, she was so broken throughout the story. She was broken in the beginning, and then she lost it on the end.
It was all because that Allen incident. She was, like, just had this hole, this void inside of her.
That was, like, I guess the icebreaker. And then everything just started falling apart.
Yeah, that was, like,
the Mitch, the Stanley, and the
That's where it started, like, that's where her brain, like, started to go bad.
Right. Everything goes downhill from that point.
And like she was hearing music and stuff.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
She's hearing music and nobody can hear.
Obviously,
who can?
She's obviously not right.
Right.
And it's all because of that Allen incident. So I'd say she's broken because of that.
Yeah.
That was her description.
Right.
Let's move on to conflicts or relationships. Okay, we're back at MD Pods, and we're talking relationships now.
Talk me through the relationships of Blanche towards the other characters.
Yeah. First one out there, Blanche and Stella. Now for me, the first thing I saw between them is they're not alike at all.
Totally the opposite. I mean, but we can say that Stella is more, she's normal when it comes to like her mental state.
Yeah.
Compared to Blanche is a little...
Blanche, like, lying, she's an alcoholic. So
she's kind of, like, not there.
Yeah, she's... Yeah. And, like, you can even see, like... Oh, when Blanche first came to New Orleans and she saw Stella's place, she was, like...
Yeah,
she was judging it a lot.
She was so uneasy. She was so uncomfortable.
Yeah, she was used to, like, Belle Reve and the...
Yeah, it's, like, the fancy type of living. It's a fancy life. Even though, like, all her stuff is, like... You know, not it's like a rhinestone. It's actually not a real diamond.
Yeah, but she just wants to like live that life.
Yeah, she wants to look rich, like to appear rich, even though she's not.
Yeah, and we could also see like how they're like different with the guys they're going for. Like
right.
Blanche going for Mitch, a mama's boy, or Stella.
Respectful guy.
Yeah, very respectful guy. We saw that from the start, and then. Stella going for Stanley, a very...
A bad boy. Literally a bad boy.
Yeah,
in terms
yeah.
of, like, attitude. He's very physical.
Yeah, he's aggressive.
Very, very aggressive guy.
And she, like, always lied about him, like, saying he's a good guy.
Yeah.
We obviously saw what he
right.
really was.
Well, let's move on to the next relationship. Tell me what you got.
Let's talk about Blanche and Stanley. And Stanley. first thing I like to throw out is very tense.
It's like
whenever
tension.
They talk...
There's
yeah, whenever they talk, it just...
It feels like, it's like, when you read that part, it's just like there's something wrong.
They put out a vibe, yeah.
Yeah, that negative vibe is just there.
Even Blanche started, like, how she was talking to him, she was, like, she was flirting with him,
mm-hmm.
but, like, I don't think she ever liked him. That's
right.
the thing. I don't understand why she was... I think that's just how she talks.
Right, and I think at the end of the rave scene, I think Stanley took it the wrong way from the beginning on how Blanche was flirting. I mean, I think he didn't realize that Blanche is just normally flirting.
But still, she said no. It's not just...
I mean...
That's just crazy.
They just have a bad relationship. I mean, there's Blatch calling him a Polack, and then Stanley just gets really offended. And then
even started out bad. Like, they
started out bad.
Like, because, exactly. Like, first Stanley didn't even meet her, and he just accused her of lying before he even seen her face. That,
right.
Imagine that. Like,
right.
Stanley did not trust her at all from the get-go.
Exactly. Let's talk about Blanche and Mitch.
Blanche and Mitch. I think Mitch was just used to fill that void that Alan left. I don't think Mitch was really that important to Blanche. I think he was just like another feeling, like alcohol or like.
No, I mean, they kind of need each other at some point. I mean, Mitch is going through something. His mom is dying.
You have a good point. Yeah,
And then Blanche is kind of like, you know, she's lost. You know, yeah. From her past and Laura, like the bad experiences, and she wanted to forget it.
Yeah,
she just wants someone that really cares about her.
She needed Blanche needed Mitch, but she really just used him to like fill the void that was left
until,
in
until
him.
Mitch found out the truth.
Yeah, and like what really broke Blanche was when he was kissing her after he found out all the truth,
right.
And she said, "Marry me," and he said, "I can't do that because I know what you've been through."
He literally said that you're too dirty to walk into my mom's house. I mean, that's brutal. That's just rude.
That's just bad.
Crazy relationships.
Okay, that was relationships. Let's move on to conflicts. Okay, we're talking about conflicts now.
Right.
And first conflict. Yeah.
Talking about how Blanche is dealing with her personal problems.
First conflict, herself, obviously. Like, she needs to figure it out herself. Before she deals with all the other problems,
right.
And she was just broken from the start.
I think it's too hard for her, the fact that her old significant other died at the age of 16. You know, they were lovers, death of Bill Reed, parents, and all that, and how like her passing borrowed.
And no one would ever help her. She needed to get help from the start. She was messed up. She was messed up and she never got help, and that was a clear problem.
And I don't think Stella did much of a great job in terms of like putting herself in Blanche's shoes
She took Stanley's side at the end, which is...
Right.
Wow.
Which is very unbelievable. I mean, how could you pick someone else than your sister?
That's your family?
Husband? Exactly.
I know that's your husband, but like, he's in the wrong here too.
Right.
She just never got help. I didn't see anyone on her side at the end of the story. And when she needed help the most, because she was the most messed up in the brain.
Definitely. What else?
Another conflict is obviously Blanche and Stanley.
Right. One of the biggest conflicts in terms of like the play.
Yeah, the biggest person-to-person conflict,
right.
I'd say. And it just...
They never get along.
Yeah, they're just bad vibes from the start. You could see that, and it ended up bad. We talked about this last time, but yeah, it was just bad.
I mean, they're opposite because Blanche is really soft in the inside, and Stanley's just really hard.
Yeah, Blanche is like really fragile. You can't like,
very sensitive.
Anything like can break her, anything can upset her. So
exactly.
Like, I could see how that was a major conflict. That's what really like hurt Blanche every time she saw Stanley, and like Stanley just messed with her brain more.
Exactly.
Okay, that was conflicts. We're going to be talking about themes that Blanche brought out next. So, okay, we're back and we're talking themes.
What are the themes that are connected to Blanche and talking to them?
Okay, the theme Blanche brought out was revelations, because like everything was unfolding about her, like everyone was finding out everything, and everyone had their
just
own
every detail.
Yeah,
like from like how she got to New Orleans. Stanley found out that
the
he
Flamingo
came from
Hotel.
Yeah, like bringing the young boys, you know, having a relationship.
How
with
she got
teams.
Fired? I even forgot about that.
Exactly.
lots of finding out, but I don't like how her friends or so-called friends reacted to all those revelations, because they just, each one beat her down more than the other. Like Mitch said, "I can't be with you because you're too dirty to even bring home to my mother," and Stella
I mean, Stella just didn't, like, she should have, like, confronted her. Or, like,
Stella took Stanley's side, and Stanley, obviously.
Like, I don't think Stella understood, like, what Blash is really going through.
Yeah, she never, like, put it, like, went in her shoes, like, saw her perspective. She was just like, I'm gonna take Stanley's side on this one.
Yeah.
And Stanley, obviously, he raped her. He was, like, just disrespectful to her. Thought of her as dirt. Always
very hard-headed.
Lying. Yeah. So, that's the theme Blanche brought out, Revelation. Now we're gonna talk about her archetype. Okay, we're back and we're talking about archetypes. And for Blanche, I'd have to say her archetype is the tragic hero in this play.
Right, exactly. So talk me through how Blanche is.
She put out those signs because, like, she had a higher background. Like, she was, like, in Belle Reve, she lived in a mansion, she was rich.
Mm-hmm.
She had flaws. She had a lot of flaws, actually.
A lot of flaws.
Yeah, and, like, and those flaws led to her, like, demise.
Right.
Like, is that the word? Yeah,
I mean, demise. I guess, to, like, her biggest downfall.
Yeah, her lies, obviously, her alcoholism.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And just, like, her mental state.
Right.
And then the last one is, like, the punishment exceeds the crime. Right. And for this one, the punishment really did exceed the crime a lot. And she just got beat down more and more.
Mission Stanley, those great things, and then she was taken to the
We talked about this, that they know. But yeah, that's how I saw the tragic hero in Blanche. She played it. Tennessee Williams wrote it very well. She played the tragic hero.
Very well put.
Okay, that was the archetype. Let's move on to connections. Okay, we're back and we're talking about connections.
So tell me how Blanche just connected to a real celebrity or anything just there in the
world. I know this is a stupid one, but, like, I saw Britney Spears and Blanche.
Oh, really? So how are they similar?
Because, like, Britney Spears got the most hate, and, like, she got a lot of hate.
Mm-hmm.
And so did Blanche for, like, minor flaws, and that's how I see the similarities. Like, but that's, like, the only similarities I see. Like, obviously, like, Blanche was amplified, like, her punishment versus, like, Britney Spears got a little hate.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm just going to throw this one out there, but I personally think Blanche is connected to just mental illness, literally. I mean, it's self-explanatory, but I mean, Blanche is just not there. She's very pretentious, you know. Like, I guess she has that fear that, you know, she'll get judged because she's not this and she's not that, or she is this or she is that. You know? So
I see what you're saying. We're gonna have to end the podcast here. So thanks for listening. Next week we're talking about Stanley. So, like, tune in next time. And with that was MD Pods. Thanks for listening.